What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. This is the weekend edition here. Once again, take two of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, all about the latest and what's going on in K-State, K-State Athletics here. And, of course, stay tuned again. I've been promising you my recap of senior night with the Flint Hills Christian School basketball teams. That's going to have to come out tomorrow with the rest of the recap of basketball as well. And then, of course, I will finish up on Monday with the track team on that. So I just announced everything for you there as well. Of course, again, as I'm recording this, we're getting ready for some basketball on both sides of the coin tonight with the women hosting Tech here in Manhattan, and then down in Fort Worth, the men need to get something going here. Time is running out as they take on TCU. And of course, the latest edition of the weekly podcast, episode 85, now up wherever you get your podcast, as well with my co-host Alex Aiden. Real quick, some highlights here from the track and field program up there, or I should say either over there or over here, it is up there, Lincoln, Nebraska, for the Frank Cervini Husker Invitational. A couple of people, or ladies I should say, highlighted the first day with some good wins or some good performances, I should say. Alex Ferguson in the 600 meters and sophomore Monique Hardy both won their respective events there up there in the Bob Devaney Sports Center as well. Ferguson won the 600 meters with a time of 1 minute and 31 seconds there, while the fifth year senior Macy Hines was second behind her with a minute 33.96 as well there. Monique Hardy won first place in the weight throw with a heave of 69.825 there, while the sophomore combo of Jasmine Greer finished sixth, and that is Greer, G-R-E-E-R, not G-R-I-E-R, my name. Had to sneak that one in there. Had a personal best, Jasmine Greer did, with a 62.6, and Emily Furr finished 7th in the weight throw, 61.15 there as well. And again, our girl here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily, Victoria Cena Batista Alves, clocked 8.6 in the women's 60-meter hurdle qualifying round. That placed 6th. That was the preliminary round there. And then the freshman Madeline McCabe recorded a personal best, 9 seconds, and placed 12th in that as well. And then Bacon Skate, you heard this name before a few weeks ago here on the Purple Project Podcast, finished 18th with a 9.3 in the 60-meter dash there. And then junior Donovan Turner clocked at 8.5 in the men's 60-meter hurdles. That put him in 19th overall there as well. Shalisa Ray, man, I probably butchered that, advanced in the 60-meter dash there with a time of 7.5 as well. That put her in 4th position there as well. And then another one collecting a personal best yesterday with a 7.0. was freshman, oh my goodness, Prijashi Koje, who finished 23rd in the men's 60-meter hurdles. Right behind him was Nathan Hassad, 24th, and then senior Parker McCaffrey finished 30th there as well. Let's see down here as well. Jack Moore, Jack Moore closed out day one for the Cats with the 5,000 meter run there as well. I don't see where he finished that as that here. Jack Moore finished 7th in the 5,000 meter run yesterday with 14 minutes and 58 seconds there as well. That's kind of some of, as I scan the rest, yep, that's kind of it right there. Oh, the pole, women's pole vault there. Tommy Hinthouse was tied for fourth with a 12.625, and then Reagan Akil was tied for eighth with a vault of 12 feet exactly and 5.5 as well. So the Invitational up there at Bob Devine Sports Complex there in Lincoln, Nebraska will continue. Day two is actually, as I was recording this podcast, still going as I speak right now. It all started with a 200 meter dash as well. So you're gonna get the results on that on Monday as well, as we're gonna be focused on basketball heavy tomorrow on Sunday's editions of the Purple Project Podcast daily editions as well. But yeah, congratulations to Monique Hardy and Alex Ferguson for winning their respective events yesterday in day one of the Husker Invitational. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it for me for now on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast daily edition. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, in still cold Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you for listening. And again, if you are a K-State fan, K-State student, K-State junkie, you live here in the state of Kansas, you're a big follower of Wildcat Nation, then you're not a subscriber to this podcast. You might want to do that wherever you get your podcast, because the numbers have been, as over the last month and change, has been really consistent and really getting up there as well. So no, that's a big credit to you guys as well. But that's going to do it for right now. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.